This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The fix is in.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Later today in Washington, President Obama will outline his big plans for fixing the financial system. He's going to unveil a sweeping restructuring of the U.S. system of financial and bank regulation. Our Steve Henn joins us now live from Washington for some details. Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So what are the key points in the president's proposal?
Well, one of the most important ideas is that banks and financial institutions have to reduce their leverage and have more capital. If you want to make an analogy to a household budget, this is kind of like asking banks to put 20% down on their new house instead of just 5%. And the idea here is if things get ugly again, they'll be in better shape to weather the storm. The rules will also tighten regulation on derivatives markets and make them more transparent, and would force firms that create bundles of mortgage-backed securities to actually invest some of their own money in what they're creating. The thinking here is that if firms have to buy this stuff, they're a lot less likely to bundle up a bunch of bad mortgages into toxic junk.
And is there anything in here that would affect these billion-dollar bailouts?
Well, aside from trying to eliminate the need for them down the line, the proposal gives the Treasury Department new tools to take apart huge institutions like AIG or Citibank in an orderly way. If this thing passes, regulators won't have to choose between letting huge firms go bankrupt in sort of an ugly mess or bailing them out. Instead, they'll be able to take them over and take them apart, sort of like what the FDIC does with insolvent banks now.
How about the little guy? How does this stuff affect you and me?
Well, there's one proposal in here that would create a new consumer protection agency that would be in charge of ensuring fairness and transparency in consumer financial products markets, things like mortgages and credit cards. And here, the idea is that when people get a mortgage, they should actually be able to afford it and understand it.
Okay, lots of big ideas, Steve. And what happens next?
Well, you know, recently there's been a lot of talk in Washington that this might not go anywhere quickly. Banks are against parts of it and might try to slow it down. But last night, a senior administration official said they wanted to get this done now. The country can't afford to wait. And so after the president outlines the plan today, they plan to take legislation to the Hill and introduce it pretty quickly.
Marketplace's Steve Henn, live in Washington. Thank you.
Sure thing.
President Obama has another big initiative in the works, too. He is about to extend benefits to same-sex partners of federal employees. Obama's socially progressive critics have accused him of not doing enough on gay rights. In fact, some powerful gay fundraisers withdrew their support from a Democratic National Committee event later this month, where Vice President Biden is expected to speak. A White House official says Obama plans to announce his decision in the Oval Office later today. European markets are down more than 1% this morning. Yesterday, the Dow took it on the chin again, down more than 100 points. That was on top of Monday's drop of almost 200. Asian stocks were mostly lower, too. India was down more than 3%, but China's Shanghai composite finished higher. China has just imposed a buy Chinese policy on its economic stimulus package. The move is provoking an angry response from a European Union business group. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Chinese government has ruled that its stimulus projects must use Chinese goods and services. Beijing wants to promote the domestic economy as demand for its exports has declined. But the European Union Chamber of Commerce says that sends the wrong signal and is inconsistent. Only a few months ago, Beijing described a proposed Buy American clause in the U.S. as poison. Bob McKee of Independent Strategy.
Perhaps the Chinese feel that they're only doing what everybody else is doing. But if this sort of thing begins to become prevalent, not just in government procurement, but across the board, then you move into a much more protectionist environment, always a bad sign.
As a member of the World Trade Organization, China is required to treat foreign and domestic goods and services equally. But the EU or the US may not be able to make a formal complaint. Beijing hasn't signed a treaty that covers government spending. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Toyota is preparing to ramp up production of the Prius by adding weekend shifts. And the company denies a report that it is considering building the hybrid car at a plant in California that it holds jointly with General Motors. This morning, Bloomberg News reported that Toyota was considering making the Prius at the California factory after it indefinitely postponed putting a Prius production plant in Mississippi.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Banquet, Hebrew National, and Peter Pan. More at conagrafoods.com. And by Superbrands, Brand Week's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brand Week Superbrands for more information.
The EPA is proposing a crackdown on hazardous emissions from the nation's cement plants. The agency holds a public hearing today in Dallas, one of three nationwide. As Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, one of the main targets is mercury.
The EPA is proposing new rules that would drastically cut mercury emissions from cement plants, up to 90% from current levels by 2013. Jim Pugh is an attorney for Earth Justice. That's a nonprofit law firm that sued the EPA over this issue more than a decade ago.
We simply can't go on having cement plants put more than 10 tons a year of mercury into our environment.
Mercury can wind up in the fish we eat and damage the nervous system, but the new EPA rules would also cap three other pollutants, including soot. Andy O'Hare is a cement industry spokesman. He says the regulations would be too stringent.
We'd hate to see a circumstance where cement manufacturers are forced to close their plants, and then we are subjected to, you know, imported supplies of cement.
Still, a cement plant in eastern Oregon is already gearing up to install experimental technology aimed at cutting its mercury emissions 75%. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
This morning, the Swedish giant of budget fashion, H&M, said that luxury shoemaker Jimmy Choo will be the latest in its string of high-profile guest designers. H&M is the world's third biggest retailer by sales. It says the Jimmy Choo collection will be available in the fall. Apparently, Jimmy is also known for handbags. Michelle Obama wore his shoes on Inauguration Day. I just know him from watching Sex and the City episodes with my wife. I remember that song well. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.